Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Okay, so we're going to play a little game of red light, green light, I guess. Do you remember that game? I kind of remember it. Go forward, stop, all that. We're going to do that here on the podcast. Got a new website up and running. Happy to have it up and going. Got the domain. I'm so excited. Podcast editing and support.com. Doesn't that sound good? That sounds good, right? You're like, Dave, oh my goodness. I would love to have a website. Yeah. Did you know I bought this website for about $15 for the entire year? $15. And you're like, oh, but then building the website's gonna be expensive and you gotta pay for this, pay for that. I built my website on Canva. Hold for thought there for a second. Yeah, on Canva. So if you want to check out my Canva website, go over to podcastedityandsupport.com. It's brand new. It's still got that minty fresh smell, right? Yeah, I've got a new website. It's great. Head over there. I'd love for you to check it out. We are finishing up, wrapping up our three-part series around hiring your podcast editor. And we're looking at red flags and green lights, what to avoid in a podcast editor. Okay, so there's podcast editors that are sitting up straight right now going, wait a minute. And there's podcast hosts going, finally, someone can tell me what I need to be aware of, what's a good editor, what's maybe not a best choice for me. Again, everything is relative to what you need in your podcast. So keep that in mind that as I go through these, some of these will resonate with you. Maybe some of them won't, but it's meant to be a guide for many so that you can use this to kind of help you decide, should I go with person number A, company number A, or company number B? That's kind of the idea behind this, to give you some framework for you to make your own best decision. It's like when you buy a car and you ask your friend who's a mechanic and they tell you, avoid this type of car, I would buy this one. I don't even challenge them to prove they're right or back up their facts. I just listen to the expert and I go with what they tell me. So as somebody who has 8 podcasts now and new clients and working my way through the process of building my little business around podcast editing, website design, social media assets, on and on and on and on, and also hosting my own 8 podcasts at the same time, I'm just here to show you what's working for me and some of the questions and answers that I've kind of navigated setting up my business and working with new clients. And this came up as a topic of conversation between me and a new client. And they are asking me these questions. So I thought, hey, instead of just sharing it with them, one person, I'd rather share it with you as well. So here we go. Red flags, green lights, what to avoid in a podcast editor on the podcast editing and support show. All right, here we go. When you're going out to hire a podcast editor, it could be intimidating to talk to a stranger and go, I don't even know what questions to ask you to hire you as my podcast editor. And the flip side, as a podcast editor, you have really no way to plan for what questions might come your way meeting with a podcaster for the first time. So this is kind of some red flags and some green lights that'll kind of give you some direction. That's what stoplights and red flags are for, a warning or a go-ahead to continue. So here are a few things to keep in mind when you're looking at hiring a podcast editor. Number one is overcommitment. We need to discuss with our editors anytime that they seem to overcommit. Now, this overcommitment can go in two different directions. A, where a podcast editor has too many clients and you just become a number. And if you don't fit within their week, your stuff is moved down the list. The other side is when a podcaster overcommits to too much or adds things to a podcast editor's plate that were not originally agreed on, that it takes time away from what they can do for that podcaster in particular or all of the other clients that they have. So keep in mind as a podcaster, when you reach out and hire an editor, that you know very clear up front that your editor is going to do A, B, C, and D. All of the external extras that you want to add to the plate, add to the dollar amount that you're going to pay them. When they agree to work for you for a certain price, they're agreeing to the scope of work that you've agreed upon in advance for this dollar amount. Per month, per episode, however you want to, that works out. But they're agreeing in advance that I will support you as your podcast editor and support person for this dollar amount, for this amount of work. Every time you come back to them and say, hey, could you add this? Could you add this? Could you do this longer? Could you do this? You're going to start with a once a week podcast with a single host, 20 minutes long. And then you decide, you know, I'd rather do an interview with four guests and do 3-hour episodes twice a week. Hang on, you've just now changed the whole scope of your work. So keep in mind when you sit down with your podcast editor and support person that you really have a way of determining where you're committing to so that your podcast editor doesn't overcommit and you don't overcommit as a podcast host. Some specific questions to ask of your podcast editor, especially if you don't know them. How do you manage your workload to avoid overcommitting? Great question. Really good question. And impress them for an example. Another question you could ask of a podcast editor, have you ever faced challenges in meeting a deadline due to your tendency to overcommit? So how do they handle that? Because you want to know if you as a podcast host are committing to release on a certain day every week, you do your upfront work, you get your files to your editor in time, and you're expecting a due date and a release date to happen on a consistent basis. If your podcast editor is overwhelmed or new or can't manage their calendar properly, as a podcaster, you're going to suffer. And your audience is not going to have a continuous release of podcast episodes because your editor is struggling in the background to keep afloat and keep their head above water. Another thing to talk about in addition to overcommitment on behalf of a podcast editor is maybe a lack of adaptability. Some things to consider here is to explore the importance of finding an editor who can adapt to various podcast genres and styles. So if you listen to any of my 8 podcasts, my other 7 that I have in addition to this one, I have different styles that I do. I do interview podcasts. I do co-hosted episodes. I have a daily children's podcast. I have a music podcast. I have solo hosted, co-host. I have all the different styles. And the reason why I'm doing all these is so that I can practice and get better at editing all the different ways that I'm doing all my different podcasts, using music and sounds, working with multiple voices on different tracks. There's so many different things. So if you hire an editor who's really good at solo hosted episodes, but not good at multiple voices and different tracks and all of the work that goes in having multi-track recordings to deal with, they might not be able to do a great job for you. So you need to kind of have that in mind, is you need to find an editor that can adapt to various different types of podcasts, genres, styles, tones. That's really important. And some questions you can ask your potential podcast editor around that topic would be, how do you approach editing for podcasts in different genres? What's your approach? If it's a one-size-fits-all, kind of that Cinderella shoe thing, the fit is not going to fit for everyone. It's only going to fit for a very limited audience. And in Cinderella's case, 1 foot. Must have been a very unique foot, to only fit 1 foot in the entire kingdom. But anyways, another thing to think about is, can you share an experience where you had to adapt your editing style? So you're really good at this style, but you've been asked to do a different style. How did you handle that? How did you adapt? Keep that in mind. The third thing, we have talked about overcommitment, a lack of adaptability. The last one would be poor communication or poor collaboration skills. as a podcaster, reaching out to a podcast editing service or support person, you need to emphasize the negative impact of poor communication on the editing process. Now, back to my original one on overcommitment, this goes both ways. Podcasters, your podcast editor and support person needs you to communicate on a regular basis with clarity, understanding, sympathy, kindness, all of the things that you would expect from your podcast editor coming back to you as the host. You need to deliver back to your editor. It needs to be a mutual agreement and respect between the two of you as you work together. So just make sure you emphasize the negative impact of poor communication and some questions, again, you can ask of your podcast editor, whether you've hired them or you're thinking of hiring them. How do you handle any disagreements or differences in the creative vision for the show? At the end of the day, as a podcaster, this is your show. We're here to support you as editors. So you need to be happy with the results, and you need to be happy with the edits that we do. So some questions you can use in your conversation with your editor. How do you handle these disagreements or differences? And also, what steps do you take to ensure smooth collaboration with your podcast host? Again, if you're asking these questions from a podcaster to a podcast editor and their eyes kind of glaze over on the Zoom screen and they're like, maybe they have never experienced this. Maybe you're their first client. And there's a whole education piece that has to happen. You need to know this up front because that's really, really going to help you as you determine who your podcast editor is going to be. So if this is your first time here, great to have you here on the podcast. There are two other episodes that go along with this. This is the end of our three-part little mini-series kicking off our podcast. If you jump back to episode 2, we talked about hiring a podcast editor, unlocking success, a guide to qualities every podcast editor should have. And then the second in the series was episode 3, hiring a podcast editor, communication mastery, a key trait of exceptional podcast editors. And now in this last in our three-part series entitled Hiring a Podcast Editor, Red Flags and Green Lights, What to Avoid in a Podcast Editor. With these three together, I think this is a great starting point for you to kind of make your plans and reach out to a podcast editor. There are many sites where you can hire somebody and you're taking a shot in the dark. You can find some great people there, I'm sure. But if you're looking to work with somebody that you know or has time for you and does this on a regular basis, someone like myself, we are always looking for new clients to help build out our roster of podcasters. We have the skills and the talent and ability. We're doing the podcast just like you are as hosts. We're in all the different apps. We're making sure our podcasts are live. We have inside knowledge. We're in the community. And by being in the community, we can offer you a better service than someone who does this as a side thing and is not as invested in podcasting in the community that we are as podcasters who also do editing for others. So if you're looking for somebody and you're looking for somebody you can trust, somebody that you can put your whole podcast into their hands, knowing that you will be treated just as well as their own podcast, reach out to someone like myself. I also have other podcasters that I work with and editors that I work with who are more video focused or have other skills and talents in addition to what I'm offering. So even if you and I are not a perfect fit, I would love to have a conversation with you and help you find and land with the right person for you. You can go download some tool and pay a monthly fee and try to figure out how to use the tool. Great. Or you could take that same amount of money, reinvest it into a person, build a relationship, and have someone in your corner who doesn't just edit, but thinks for you, thinks on your behalf, acts on your behalf, and is there to support you and encourage you to do the thing. The biggest, coolest thing about having an editor in your corner is they're sitting there waiting for your next episode. That is a great motivation for any podcaster to come to the mic knowing that there's someone waiting for next week's episode to do the editing, to do the they're expecting you to record the thing, send it to them. They're waiting for you. you now have accountability with an editor that you've hired. You're paying for their time and they're waiting for your show. Having that person in your corner waiting to help you and to build up your podcast and support your journey as a podcaster could be the difference between you continuing with your show and just giving up because it's inconvenient in the moment to record next week's episode. Think about it. You can download some piece of software that'll do this for you to some degree and with limited ability and a learning curve, or you could hire a person who is really committed to you, makes time in their calendar for you, is available to you, and will encourage you along the way. And if you need someone like that, my hand is raised. Head over to podcastedityandsupport.com and my main page where you can find everything to do with the 8 podcasts that I do, truemediasolutions.ca. I would love to work with you. My name is Dave. I live in Ontario, Canada, and I would love to help you no matter where you are in the world. Let's have a conversation. I'd love to talk to you. Podcastedityandsupport.com. Leave me a voice message. Tell me where you're listening and shout out your show, and I'll put a little clip here in the podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great holiday season no matter where you are in this big world of ours, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care. Hey, thanks for being here for the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Again, if you're looking for support for your podcast editing, head over to truemediasolutions.ca. Would love to talk to you there. Great episodes coming up here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.